Yeah, it is.
Well, good morning to you. Jackson's already turning down my microphone.
Yeah, and it was really hard to get that out, too, wasn't it? I was like, man.
I mean, I'm really turning down my headphones, but I can turn down your mic just a scooch.
It's Friday. You knew that that was coming. It happens every single week.
You know what? I just didn't expect him to have that much energy because this is the last day of the food drive.
Yeah, it is.
He was either going to do that one or it's Friday. It's Friday.
Good
it's
Friday. Morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Friday. Can I get a good morning?
Good morning.
No.
Day five of our mixed family food drive at Harmon's The District. We are getting close to that goal of 17,000 pounds of donations. Let's bring Jared over and give him a microphone. What do you say?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You know, Jared did mornings on Mix.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. Like the original.
Hey, so good morning.
You're the OG, so I felt like we got to have you back on a microphone, buddy.
Hey, it feels very familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Exactly. Welcome to it. You actually live in this area.
Yes, I do.
Of town, so yep. This is perfect for your community, which is like the Daybreak community.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in Daybreak. I'm one of those people.
You're those people.
Yeah. Were you out campaigning for us last night?
Yes, I was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I walked up and down. I was at the local restaurant down the street, told everybody about it. They got to come this morning.
That's a man. That is a mayor of Daybreak right there.
Yes,
Mr. Jared Foley. He's the king of Daybreak, I believe was the
king,
title.
King, lord, the mayor.
The lord of Daybreak.
They make up, there's all kinds of legends and rumors. Don't believe any of them.
Jared, I just want to say thank you for waking up at 6:08 in the morning and coming down here.
Of course.
That is really cool of you, man.
I'm sleeping in. I still feel like I have morning show hours.
Do you really still live those?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Because like, you usually text us pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, you're my morning commute.
Well, thank you.
I'm your biggest listener now.
That is the coolest thing, man. Thank you. I got to share the story, and you're more than welcome to hang out when we do it. Because, listen, I think we all enjoy a good free meal.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Right.
It's us and car guys at like free meals.
Right. A woman in New York City just tweeted out a post that someone made on her neighborhood message board, and, you know, I'll just let you guys make your decisions. Here's the quote. Someone keeps delivering soup to my house with a note that says, "Soup for my perfect little soup boy. I appreciate the free food, but I don't like this."
My perfect little soup boy?
That's weird. That's pretty creepy. Yeah, it is.
Is there something more creepy you could say to someone than my perfect little soup boy?
I guess you could say it to their face instead of through a note. That would make it creepier.
Right.
Or like the call is coming from inside the house type situation. My perfect little soup bowl.
Because you know you're going around to all your friends and be like, how do I read into this? Like, what does this mean?
It's someone this person knows, right?
It's got to be.
Or it's someone who thinks they're sending it to their perfect little soup boy, and it's not.
They have the wrong house?
Getting sent to the wrong house.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hope not.
So I feel like if you were a perfect little soup boy, you would know about it.
You think that's a skill?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody would know if they were a perfect little soup boy.
And let's see, on your resume, it looks like Perfect Little Soup Boy is one of the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, if people want to bring soup to my house, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah.
The less I have to cook, the message can be as creepy as it needs to be.
Yeah. As long as there's dinner with it.
It could be like, I put my fingernail clippings in this envelope.
Oh!
That's fine. There's no fingernail clippings in the soup, right?
That's all that matters.
I'll take it.
Oh, man. So we'll be looking out. If anyone wants to bring us soup and write a little note to their Perfect Little Soup Men, we are here for you. Absolutely. And my wife is already up with the kids this morning. Liam yesterday got to bring home these stuffed animals from school called Hoot and something. Marvin.
What do they do?
I don't know, but I know this much. They move around the house. Like, while the kids sleep, like, they magically move, which is kind of cool, right?
Oh, like an elf on the shelf?
Like elf on the shelf.
Okay.
And Liam, I guess, at some point woke up when I woke up this morning and decided to look to see if Hoot and Marvin had moved. Found out that they had moved sometime during the night, and then went to wake up his sister to show her how Hoot and Marvin had moved. So they are already up and running around with the excitement that Hoot and Marvin had moved.
This is not a good idea on the school's part, is
no,
it? Knowing
your poor wife.
Right?
Because you got to just like leave that whole situation.
I woke him up and left.
Yeah. All right, peace out. Have a good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, where's the owl? Bye.
There was an article of the 50 things that you should always buy at the dollar store.
You should always buy?
Yeah, like these. Like if you're ever thinking about buying these things, they should be dollar store purchases.
Okay.
And I'm kind of shocked by them. Like, for example, Advil was one of them. I never think about Advil as a dollar store purchase.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen is ibuprofen. It doesn't matter.
Right, and that's their whole point.
Is it made for like one of the big companies to where they just relabel it for...
No, because the Advil comes with, like, the smooth outside. Listen, take it from Matt. He's taking a lot of Advil in his day.
Okay.
It has a smooth outside, and most ibuprofen are just, like, kind of, like, small, chalky tabs.
Yeah.
But they work the exact same.
Gotcha.
They say board games is another one. In fact, whenever we go on, like, a road trip with the kids,
yeah.
Jenna always goes to the dollar store and buys a bunch of little, like, knickknacks and games.
And toys.
Because we know we're going to lose them and they're going to get destroyed, but right. They only cost a dollar. Because,
so. It's not going to survive the trip.
Yeah. Bread.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know about this one. Maybe, I think it's kind of towards the end of its shelf life.
Right.
But if you're planning on using it soon, you can use the bread.
It's like day-old bread.
Cleaning supplies.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning supplies for sure.
Let's see what else. Cookie sheets.
Yep.
You know you get those cookie sheets and they end up looking nasty there after a while?
Yep.
Instead of just holding on to them, for a dollar, you could have a brand new cookie sheet.
That is one we do at our house. So I think we go through that kind of stuff often. She just throws it and we get another one.
Again, 50 things you should always buy at the dollar store. Art supplies.
Oh,
on
yeah.
There.
For like for your poster boards and stuff.
Yep, exactly. Dish towels. Dish towels get smelly pretty quick.
Do you still get a good quality one, I guess?
Well,
maybe they're saying.
Towel.
I mean, yeah, a towel's a towel, and then you just churn and burn, and you buy another one for a dollar. Mugs?
Oh, yeah. Don't buy any dinnerware from anywhere except for the dollar store.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because they always have cute stuff, and it's all a dollar, believe it or not.
And the other one that I was like, oh, that's a good idea, flashlights. So you can have a flashlight in every room, and it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah. I never even thought about
because,
that.
Because, look, you really only need them for the emergency times.
Right.
So they'll work that one time for you.
I need more than the one I have on my cell phone.
Right. Yes, you need a few more.
Because that means we've already got four flashlights in the house.
You need more than just a cell phone.
Okay.
We've got these nightlights that are like flashlights as well. They're pretty cool.
I always buy potato chips there.
At the dollar store?
You know why? Because they've always got these strange flavors.
Floritos chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm going to try Floritos. They look good. The packaging got me.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you this morning. What do you like to cheap out on? What's your thing where you're like, I could go cheap on something like this? You've been texting us at 844-649-1051.
So Tilo texted and said, theater candy.
Oh, that's a good one.
They do have a good candy aisle, don't they?
Yeah.
They
yeah, they got
aisle.
Like just like some random stuff there again. Like kind of like the chips. They got all the off-brand stuff.
Yeah. Did your parents also, when they took you to the movie theater, load you up like you were taking contraband into prison?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back
like,
then.
We didn't buy anything at the movie theater.
No, I don't at all. Like, no first sense. Of all, we would do the drive-in theaters, and they would, like, hide us underneath, like...
You were stowaway.
Yeah, completely. Like we, just because they counted per person. And then when we went to the movies, back then they were really hardcore about not bringing food in.
Right.
Way more than they are now. And like we would be taping it to the inside of our leg.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, we were loaded up. Like if you had strung us up, there would not be a difference between us and a pinata. Like, honestly. We had so much candy.
All kind of
and
cool
soda.
Stuff would have fallen out.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Party supplies and gift wrap, which I didn't think about, but of course.
Gift wrap. Oh, man. And that's so expensive.
It is. I saw that Larry picked up a couple of rolls the other day.
At the dollar?
Yeah, we were just over at Dollar Tree.
That's perfect.
They're expensive. This one says, I go cheap on hot dogs. I just think they taste better.
Dollar store hot dogs.
Yeah, they have a refrigerated section.
Do they?
With cheese and, oh yeah, it's great.
Why have I never found the refrigerated section?
I guess I gotta, there's Dollar General, Dollar Tree.
Maybe I'm going to the wrong dollar store?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I don't know if they
dollar
all have it.
Dollar Tree has the best refrigerated section. They have butter, they have lunch meat, they have everything.
No kidding.
Yeah, trust me, I ate there a lot in my 20s.
I want to try those hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to microwave them like a monster, so I guess it doesn't matter.
We need to open one up with the university.
Oh, we could make so much money?
Tons.
Yeah, what are we doing this radio thing for?
Know. This one says, I like to buy my serving bowls and spoons at the dollar store, so when I take a dish to parties, I don't have to worry about getting my stuff back at the end of the
Brilliant.
Night.
Brilliant.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's why we're doing this.
I get decorations for baby and bridal showers at the dollar store. Also, I wouldn't cheap out on dish towels because some dish towels don't actually soak up water. They just push it around, which is stupid.
Yes. Okay, so when I moved to Tampa,
yeah.
I didn't have my stuff hadn't arrived yet. And so I was like camping in my apartment. So I went to the dollar store to get a towel because I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just get one. It'll last for a couple days. It didn't dry. It didn't dry at all. It just pushed the water around on my body. That's why I was like,
well,
okay,
Florida's
you kind of get what you pay for when it comes to those towels.
Yeah.
I still own it. I don't know why.
Why wouldn't you have gotten... You've moved like three times since then.
It's just in the, it's in rotation.
Okay.
But I hate it when it comes up. I always like, you know what? I'm leaving this one for Lori. I'm going to grab the one under it.
The Tampa towel.
So Kristen, not a fan of the dollar store towels.
No. Okay.
In fact, she called them stupid. Which
they are stupid. I agree with you.
Lynn says you can't go cheap on coffee filters because you have to get ones that are unbleached.
Oh.
Which is not something I even look at. Because if I'm at the regular grocery store and I'm buying coffee filters, I just buy whatever is there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Dennis just came by with a huge donation for the Utah Food Bank. Dennis, man, coming through. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's 50 things you should always buy at the dollar store. I'll get the list up on a blog today at mix1051utah.com. It's Friday. Let's play the feud. Yeah. Morning show Family Feud. To join in today, you can text us at 844-649-1051. If you guess correct, you're in a drawing for $50 from our friends over at Last Man Standing in the CW30. Since we're at a grocery store, I have the top 10 impulse buys.
Oh.
Now, I'll tell you this. Some of the stuff I don't think you can get at a grocery store.
Maybe, really?
Well, you can get at certain grocery stores. Like a Walmart.
What kind of grocery store are you going to?
Well, I don't think you can buy all these items here at Harmon's, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Okay. For the top 10 impulse buys. Justin, you won the coin flip, amazingly enough, so we'll start with you today.
I'm going to go with the TV, John.
Saying a TV, people impulse buy a TV is what you're saying.
I know I have many of times.
Justin sure has.
Justin has a problem, and one day we will be doing an intervention about it.
Yeah, yesterday he walked up to us. Keep in mind, Justin has a TV in like every room.
Yeah.
Probably including the bathroom at this point. And he walks up to us. He goes, oh, I was going through Black Friday deals. You can get a flat screen TV for $200.
Yeah, a 55-inch.
We're like, you don't even need a TV, man. He's like, that's not the point.
Yeah,
that's not
the point. Is it's a screaming deal, so you got to buy it.
All right, let me see. Show me TV. No, TV is not on this list. Jackson, over to you.
I'm going to say gum.
Gum. It's an impulse every time
it's
I
walk. It's right by the register.
Yeah.
I never go to the store to buy gum, but I always have gum because I'm just like, you know what, it's here.
What's the kind that you buy in bulk?
Extra.
Extra.
You know why?
I'm not going to lead you to it.
John, you know why?
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 Because I'm extra.
There it is.
Hello!
Top 10 impulse buys. Gum's not on here. Neither.
Wait, really?
No, gum is not one.
Oh, weird.
Hold on, let me look again. No, not on here.
I'm trying to work that Walmart angle.
Okay, go ahead. Go back to that angle then. What do you think is on this list?
Tires.
Tires. You think people impulsively buy tires?
Because you're like, because you were so shocked that you couldn't get this stuff at a regular grocery store. I'm going to go with those
items.
So
you think people wander into a store and say, you know what I could use? Some new tires.
New tires.
You know what I need?
Is that on the list?
Something to throw this $2,000 away on.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Not when they're on sale at Walmart.
You're tires
like, I didn't know that I needed them, but you know what? Now I'm going to get them.
Fair enough.
Tires just right outside the top 10.
Man.
Just right outside. Probably at number 11. Jackson, right. Back to you.
How about a puppy?
A puppy?
Yeah. You see a puppy? I don't know about you guys,
oh,
but
right.
Where
all,
I grew up...
They're all set up out front?
Yeah.
Some family?
Like,
kitten?
My puppy got into a family way, and I didn't mean for it to, but now we have a bunch of puppies that we need to unload out of this cardboard box in our trunk.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see the angle you're going.
Puppies, no, right outside of tires is okay. Puppies on this list.
How about parking lot tamales?
Parking lot tamales. Number one.
No, it's not. He's lying.
That's where we buy our tamales for Christmas. We go to the parking lot and we pick them up every year.
How about a toy? I bet toys are big impulse purchases. Because you're just, when you're a parent, you're just trying to survive.
Right.
You're like, shut your mouth. Here's a
toy. Yeah, here's some Legos.
Just stay quiet for a second.
Yes.
No, toys are not on this list either. Again, top 10 impulse buys, Morning Show Family Feud. You have guessed nothing on this list. So let's go to the text messages instead from Last Man Standing. Jackson, what do we have over there coming in with text?
Scott says takeout.
Takeout.
You know, you had a long day at work. You don't want to go home and cook, so you just swing by the drive-thru.
You know what we do? Or even when we go to like a store, we get the rotisserie chicken.
I love rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, takeout number 3 on the top 10 impulse buys. Nice
job.
You are in the drawing. What else you got over there?
How about a new phone?
A new phone.
That's true because if you're at Walmart.
I know, but I feel like big purchase items are never impulse buys. Is it just me?
I went in to get my phone looked at and ended up with a new phone.
Okay.
You never get it repaired. You always get a new one.
I wanted it repaired, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, now they're like, just buy a new one.
Just get a new one, dummy. It's cheap.
Like, you got $1,000?
Yeah, I feel like they really bullied me into it.
Right, now you're regretting the whole thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I regretted it the second it happened.
Let me see here. New phone? No, not on this list. Justin, any new guesses of the top 10 impulse buys?
You're getting a new sweatshirt or some clothing.
Oh,
clothing's a
clothes, number two. Yeah.
Yes.
Almost happened last night. We were over at Kohl's doing some shopping.
Uh-huh.
And they had a bunch of new Christmas sweaters out.
See, that's what happens.
And I know that we're going to have our Christmas party here in another month. And I wanted to make sure to have a brand new sweatshirt for you guys.
Yeah, the same happened too with like all the fun Halloween t-shirts.
Yeah.
I never buy anything at the grocery store when it comes to clothing, but I was like, ooh, I kind of want that shirt.
Jackson, do you have a guess for yourself before we go back to the text messages?
I'm going to say...
What?
I don't know, hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
I'm just trying to think of what's on the end cap right in front of the...
Hand sanitizer, not on this list, but it is on the list in Justin's heart. Remember that.
Yes.
Back to the text messages.
Cole from Eagle Mountain wants to know if soda is on the list.
Soda.
Gotta be.
Yeah, because you have it right there as you check out. I always grab the energy drinks as I'm going through.
That's true. It's always what they have at the check stand.
Mm-hmm. No, soda is not one of them, though.
Are shoes part of clothing? Are shoes a separate
thing? Would be a separate thing.
All right, shoes.
Shoes correct. On the list. Number eight.
Okay. If it wasn't on the list, it would be considered part of clothing.
Right, exactly.
We're getting a lot of texts for candy.
Number one, candy. Yeah.
You don't go to the store to buy candy.
No one
tells themselves, I'm going to go get myself some candy today.
You go to 7-Eleven. Be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to get a treat. I'm going to get some candy and a Slurpee today.
You're there to get your gas filled up or something, get a coffee, and then you end up with a bag of Cheetos and four candy bars and the Flintstones on DVD.
Right.
Yeah.
Saturday night at your house.
We've all been there.
I don't think I have.
Flintstones on DVD.
Yeah. The John Goodman live action Flintstones.
Oh, you know what? That DVD bin, though, like they have at a Walmart there.
Oh, yeah.
I have made some impulse buys there. Let me see if movies are on here. Nope. Movies are not on here.
How about magazines?
Magazines number 9 on the list of the top 10 impulse buys. You pick it up, you start just, perusing while you're in line, and the next thing you know...
Yeah, because they move you through the line too quickly. You're not done with the article.
Yeah, and then you have a Teen Vogue in your hand.
Someone needs to call the police on John.
That's what you're reading, huh? Okay.
If I see a single... If I just see a lone man with a copy of Teen Vogue, I'm like, nope, we need to do something about this.
You start blowing a whistle and yell stranger danger.
You go to the next check stand.
Predator!
Right, exactly. All right, you want to hear them?
Yeah, I do.
Top 10 impulse buys. Number 10, underwear or socks? You don't go there for it, but you end up picking some up.
Uh-huh.
I do that every time I'm at Old Navy looking for a new sweater or something. I'm like, well, I need more underwear.
Yeah.
Always. Right.
Number 9, magazines or newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 8, shoes. Uh-huh. Number 7, beauty products. Would Chapstick
really see that?
Chapstick considered a beauty product?
No.
Okay. Number 6, books. I don't know if I've ever impulse bought. Well,
no.
I guess so. No.
No. Anytime I'm getting a book, I'm really
And it's safe to say I never will.
Yeah. Justin hasn't read a novel.
Justin actually has not read a book since high school. He has admitted to that. That is not
like proudly admitted to it, too. It's not something he's ashamed of.
No, not at all.
Top 10 impulse buys at number 5, lunch or dinner. Number 4, coffee.
I can see that.
Quick drink. Number 3, takeout for dinner. Number 2, clothes. And number 1 of our impulse buys, candy. If you got one right, you are now in the drawing for a $50 gift card from our friends over at Last Man Standing in CW30.
Good list today, John.
Was that okay?
Good list, yeah.
This is the first time I've been doing this show now for about a year.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've ever accepted one of your lists.
The first time?
Hey!
I think it might be the first time.
It took 52 lists.
Yes, but we got one.
But we finally did it.
We did it.
As we get to the showbiz beat.
Big movie this weekend is pretty much going to be hands down the Grinch movie.
My kids want to see this really bad.
You know what? Everybody in my family wants to see this movie as well, too. So I have a strong feeling we might be seeing this movie sometime over the weekend.
I feel like I want to hold it off by like a week or two.
Do you think it's going to be packed?
Not only that, like just to get in the holiday spirit, I need like another week. Then I'm ready to jump in and go crazy on it.
Well, the 23 degrees it was this morning when we rolled in is definitely making it feel like it's more the season, though, is it?
Yeah, no, you're right.
No, but it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And so I think we got a bunch of people that already went and saw it with our premiere. So far, it's had pretty good reviews, so it should be entertaining.
If you saw The Grinch at our sneak preview, will you text us to 844-649-1051?
So check this out. Arnold Schwarzenegger was... He was left shaken after he had been on a British Airways flight that descended over 1,000 feet in just several seconds.
Ugh.
Right?
Nope.
No way.
You thought
no.
Your life starts to flash before your eyes?
Yeah.
No. Did you're they grabbing say, on.
Like, why? Or
it just was one of those air pocket type situations to where then it pulled itself out of the whole thing. It's just, yeah, the plane.
You got to think, someone like Arnold, he has been on a lot of flights.
Right.
And I bet he's experienced some good turbulence over the years. But still that.
Because you're going to go down a long ways, then they pull out of it. It's like, man, the adrenaline going through you after that.
I'd poop my pants.
You really would. You know what? Thank you for being honest. I mean, because that's really how it's going to go down, is it not?
If I didn't just pass out and my spirit didn't leave my body, there would still be quite a mess.
Right, because when they get the plane straightened out,
there's no egg and hand.
Everyone stands up at once and go try to use the restroom.
Oh, yeah, that's
how it's going to go down after that whole thing. Hey, congratulations to Meg Ryan and rock star John Mellencamp got engaged. I know that they've been dating on the down low for quite a while now.
Did I even know they were dating?
We've seen pictures come up like in tabloids and some things like that. But Meg 56, John 67, so congratulations to you too. Also, Stephen Hawking's wheelchair was auctioned off yesterday.
What did that go for?
I thought it would go for more.
What is it?
$393,000.
That's still a lot.
It is a lot of money, but it's Stephen Hawking's wheelchair. I thought it would be at least over a mil.
Does it come with his voice like box that was on there?
It has to. It's all like together, isn't it?
Is it wired all together?
Yeah, most of those are
two separate things.
Because that's what commands the thing, so I would think so.
Huh.
Wouldn't you think over a million?
I was thinking around like 700,000 when I was thinking like what it would go for. You said 300?
Yeah, some of his doctoral, you know, his thesis sold for 767,000, but the wheelchair, 393.
So the paper sold more than the wheelchair.
Right.
I feel like the wheelchair is the iconic part.
Me too.
What?
Me too.
No, his mind was what he was famous for. And like
I want to ride in a wheelchair.
Exactly. There's things that he's famous for, and then there's things that people want.
We all have our opinions, don't we, guys?
Listen, it's pop culture. It's showbiz is what it is.
And you want the wheelchair. Baby. That's what we want. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Jess. And Tyson from Hawthorne Academy was just here. Tyson was the coolest kid ever.
Yeah. No, I liked his jacket.
Yeah.
He had like this letter jacket on.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, probably plays sports football or something. No, it was for the anti-bullying club.
Yeah.
Isn't that rad?
He's a good man. Oh, are you donating? Thank you so much.
You.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
We want to make sure we get your name so we can. Vanessa? Vanessa, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you donating.
Yeah.
With us right now, it's so exciting. It's been a year since we've seen her. Carly from Sunshine Heroes. Hey, Carly.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. I definitely want to talk about what Sunshine Heroes is all about. But, you know, it has been a year since we have seen you. And I want to say congratulations. It's been a very big year for you.
Yeah, it has
been. It's been an amazing year for me. And I'm just excited to be back. I missed
you guys. Yeah, completely. You got engaged, you got married, and you blended two families together.
Yes, we are the ultimate Brady Bunch. 4 girls, 4 boys, 8
kids. Oh,
no
kidding.
It's amazing. 16 down to 7. And
wow.
It's the best.
Is it?
No, it really is.
Okay, because that's a lot of individuals in one house.
It's kind of crazy how different every child is, but that's what makes this fruit cocktail the best.
Yeah.
I mean, every day it's something new,
right?
And a new drama and a new, you know, a new success. So I love it.
Is it true? Do the olders really step up and help for the young ones? Is that kind of how it goes?
It really does.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they're such a great example sometimes, I'll be honest.
Not every time.
There's times when I'm like, that's why you don't do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Learn from your older.
Learn from that one.
Yeah.
But really, it's amazing to see how these kids have come together to make this family blend work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anything, it's just a lot of love and a lot of happiness. All of us have had a great year.
Carly from Sunshine Heroes is here. For those who have not heard us talk about Sunshine Heroes, how would you describe the organization?
Sunshine Heroes is exactly what it sounds like. We spread sunshine.
Yeah.
And then we go around and make sure people know the best way that they can serve. That's the part that I love. We can go in and we can explain how you can serve in the simplest way and make the most impact on your community, helping within your home, community, and then going a little bit bigger. Sometimes it's the ways that we're not thinking can make the biggest impact on our community.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the ways we're not thinking right now? We talked a little bit off air about we like to just wait on the big corporations to help out.
We do. And I guarantee there's listeners right now who are like, oh, I bet you some big corporations are going to go in there, bring $100 in. I wish people knew the power that they had, the power of the individual, the power of that penny that you have,
sure.
That one can that you have in your pantry that you could donate could be the meal that one person, that
right.
other individual needs. That's what we don't think about. We often just kind of push it off on somebody else. So I encourage everyone just to make the effort they can make.
Yeah, we were. We talked about that a lot because we've had listeners come by who they have $2 to give to us. They have one can from their pantry, and they like apologize, and we think, why are you apologizing for giving and helping a family? Like every little bit. That's not just something we say. Like we actually mean every little bit does count and help. So you're here today, Sunshine Heroes. Last year, we had a lot of fun with you. What are we going to do today for anyone donating at our Harmons at the district?
Okay, we've got a bunch of different things going on today that I'm excited about. We're going to match any donation that comes in right now. So let's bring it in. If you donate financially, if you donate with food, we're going to match it right now.
Awesome. So starting right now, if you can bring in any kind of financial donation, if you can go through and shop at Harmons, Sunshine Heroes is going to match. Are we doing this for the next hour?
Yeah, let's do it for the next hour.
Okay.
Perfect. And bring it in. And then on top of that, anyone who comes in, give us your name and let's put you in and let's put, you know, what do you think we could do with that?
Can we give them money for coming by and saying hi?
Let's do that. Let's give them money for coming by, saying hi to us, and, you know, and bringing that donation in. And maybe we could do a drawing.
Yeah.
For $100?
So you're telling me if you just come by this morning on your way into work or school in the next hour, we'll take your name, and if you're just giving us a high five, we'll put you into a drawing for $100?
Cody Black with Colliers International Commercial Real Estate.
Yeah.
He's going to throw out $100 right now to anyone who comes by and says hi.
Wait, I need to give Cody some more love than if he's giving us $100 here for...
Well, Cody's actually the one who's going to match everything as well.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cody's a hero of Sunshine Heroes.
Yeah, all right, Cody.
So who does Cody work for?
He works for Colliers International Commercial Real Estate.
Cody, thank you. We really appreciate that. So, listen, Sunshine Heroes has opened up the challenge. Right now, though, let's do Choose the News. So here's how it works. You pick the story that you want to hear between myself, John, Justin, and Jackson, and a special plea. I have been getting killed this week in the most embarrassing way. Oh, is that thank you so much for the donation. We really do appreciate that. I want to give him a shout-out right now. Donovan, really do appreciate Donovan through to this morning. Awesome. I want to win today. I have been getting killed this week.
He is being such a whiner about it, you guys. Like, to the point where I want to win. I love winning, and I love lording it over John's head. But I kind of want him to win just so he'll shut up at the office the rest of the day.
Go ahead and vote, and we'll put you into a drawing for a $50 gift card from Last Man Standing on CW30. Justin, what is your story?
How would you like a spaghetti sundae?
Oh, man. Jackson.
Whoa, watch out, flying burritos!
And I've got the average person will drop this much money on Black Friday. Texas, right? I'm going to lose.
That was your tease.
All right, 844-649-1051.
That's 844-649-1051.
Texas right now. How bad am I losing right now, Jackson?
You know what?
Huh.
All of your complaining actually did you some
good. Oh, come on. I feel like you can't campaign like
that. It's pretty much 50-50 between me and John right now.
Are you telling me Justin's getting killed?
Justin is getting killed.
That's all right. I won a lot this week.
You won like every day this
week. Yeah, I'll share the love today.
Hey, guys, it's Kaylee. My vote is for John. Erica just straight up said, hey, this is a pity vote for John.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the pity vote.
John, okay, my kids want the Sunday spaghetti story, but their mother would like to know how much they spend on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's from Nicole. Eric here, sorry, John, but your tease kind of sucked. So I have to go with Jackson. this one says, I'm voting for Jackson. My loyalty stands. No one wants to know how much money they wasted on Black Friday.
That's true.
Jackson, toss me one of them burritos, says Caitlin. this one's going for John. And it's not just a pity vote, they say.
Hey!
They actually wanted
to
hear
really it. Enjoyed it.
Hashtag not a pity vote.
Hashtag not a pity vote. This is Colby. I choose Justin this morning. Thank you, Colby.
Nice.
Tilo says, I was going to give John my pity vote, but I'm going with Jackson.
Oh, come on.
Let's see. The winner today is John. Just barely, and only because everyone feels bad for me.
This is a big moment, guys. This is really big.
Don't fumble.
This is awesome.
That's how John ended up going to the prom, too, because they felt so bad for it. Like, all right.
I think that's how I convinced Jen to marry me.
Right.
She's like, no one else is going to do this, so I might
Poor
as well.
Guy.
All right, I have the average person will drop this much money on Black Friday. What do you think it is?
$200.
$200. Jackson.
It's going to be like $1,000.
The average
person all kinds of money.
Who shops on Black Friday will go to three different stores and spend $520.
That sounds about right. I'm not going to argue with that.
$500 is a lot of money.
Well, you got to think, it's over three stores.
Right.
And you got a family.
Yeah.
And people save up for Black Friday. Like, uh-huh. Black Friday is a sport to some of these
right.
monsters.
Right. So you're not going to go out with just, you know, $50 in your wallet.
No.
Number one thing we purchase?
Electronics.
Electronics, all those start at number two. But
a TV.
A TV is number three on this list. Justin was talking all day yesterday off
stop
air.
Stop buying TVs.
That, there's a TV on sale at Walmart for $200.
clothes, number one on this list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, clothes at number one.
Are there good Black Friday deals on clothes?
Yes. One year, I don't know where Jen and I went. We went somewhere, though. We got a bunch of clothes on Black Friday, and then I accidentally donated them to the DI the next day.
I remember that.
What?
Hold on. So you just had two bags in the back of the car. One was going to the dry cleaner. One was going to the DI.
So you took your donations to the dry cleaner, or did you just donate them both to the DI?
I gave them both to the DI.
What is wrong with you? What is going on in that melon of yours all the time?
You know what? It was an honest mistake, and now it's a nice charity write-off.
I feel like
write-off.
There's no such thing as an honest mistake when you've got a bag full of brand new, with
never
the
worn.
Tags on,
yeah.
never worn
never
clothes.
Worn. Never worn.
Like, I get that mistakes happen,
it
but
was
that's
more like John was
one.
Just instructed to
they
drop
were so
them
excited
off.
At the
oh, weren't they excited that day?
They, like, opened the bag. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. What an amazing. This guy must have the biggest heart. Nope.
Just a dummy.
Small brain.
Yeah. Through that and they're like, yeah.
Number two is a laptop. Number three, a TV. Number four, jewelry. And number five on the things we buy on Black Friday, toys for the kids. Yep. $520. We have a text. I was telling a story about how one Black Friday, Jen and I went clothes shopping. And we bought all these clothes. And in the back of my car, I don't remember exactly why, but I had like our dry cleaning in one bag. The clothes we bought in another, but they were the same looking bag. It was the DI, and then dry clean. We're going to dry clean the clothes we just bought. That's right. What it was. And I went to the DI, and I just gave all the clothes to the DI. And my wife was about to lose it on me because we spent a lot of money on clothes.
I'm
that
sure.
Year.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you can't go get that deal again.
No.
It's gone.
No. I wasn't allowed to get clothes for the whole year as punishment. So what's the text that we just got?
So Marie sends this text, and I am still not over it. It's crazy. In all fairness to John, my elderly mother once dropped off a bag of Christmas gifts to the vet and then brought a bag to the Christmas party containing her beloved dead dog.
Stop it!
So she like took the dog, I'm assuming for like a necropsy or like to get it cremated or something, to the vet, accidentally gave them the presents, and brought a bag of dead dog to the family party.
What kind of bag was this?
That's horrible.
I don't. Pillowcase, maybe?
Wow.
Could you imagine? You go to like dump all the presents onto the floor in front of the Christmas tree, but you're really just dumping Fido.
So I'm exactly like an elderly mom, is that what I'm being told? I just want to make sure I understood that.
In more ways than one. You should have seen John try to use his phone this morning. It was hilarious.
Carly, since you're here, should we play a game?
Yes.
The Grinch is coming out today. You have some young ones. I have some young ones. So yes. I'm sure your household is very excited about this movie.
Very excited.
I have trivia based off of the first Grinch movie. I'm talking about the Grinch cartoon made back in the day.
Yes.
And I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions. So 2 for you and 2 for someone you're playing against. You can pick either Jackson or Justin that you want to go against.
Ooh.
Now, I will warn you that Justin is actually looking at the answers right now over my shoulder, so I'm going to recommend
okay,
maybe competing.
Going
you're going to go against Jackson on this one.
Justin's
cheating. I know the answers right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you got this.
We'll
got
start
this.
With you.
Is that
you.
Why you're turning this way?
I'm turning this way, okay. So yeah. Carly from Sunshine Heroes.
Okay.
What was the most likely reason that the Grinch hated Christmas?
Because of all the noise. Noise.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
It's that his heart was two sizes too small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jackson.
Yeah.
If I can't have a reindeer, I'll make one instead. What was the Grinch's dog's name? Oh, Carly knows it, too. Carly knows this one.
I don't remember.
You don't remember it?
No.
All right, Carly from the Steel.
Max.
Max is correct.
Max! Ah, no.
All right, we'll go back to Carly here.
Dang it.
The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what?
Oh, okay.
You cleaned out the...
Who hash.
Who hash is correct.
Wow, yes. Good job.
Wow.
That's impressive right
who
there.
Who hash.
Who hash.
Okay.
Jackson, did you know that one?
No.
Okay.
If Jackson didn't know Max was the dog for the Grinch, he's not going to have any
no,
of these
he's not
right
gonna,
now.
You're right.
it's
swear, John.
I swear to God, Watkins.
Listen, you only have 2 hours left with me. While stealing a Christmas tree, the Grinch was caught in the act by a small who, not more than two. What was her name?
Cindy Lou Who.
That is correct.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Because I remember working with a girl who looked exactly like Cindy Lou Who.
Really?
And we never let her forget it.
Oh, yeah. Carly, back to you. You are in the lead right now.
Okay.
How did the Grinch know that he hadn't stopped Christmas?
Because that morning they started singing that...
Bahu Forest, Bahu Doris.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think
the song.
I think Jackson deserves Jackson a point.
I nailed it.
Oh, Ashley just donated food. Ashley, thank you so much for that donation. Jackson,
yeah.
Final one.
Okay.
How much did the Grinch's heart grow that day?
Three sizes.
That is correct.
Yeah!
I think Jackson with the win.
Oh, just barely, though.
Just barely, though.
That was a good competition.
That was.
Yeah, it was nice to have some real competition because usually I'm going up against Justin.
I used that. We'll play Name That Tune Monday, man.
Okay, I can't wait.
Mixed Family Food Drive. Last day at Harmon's at the District. And so I decided I needed some kind of warm beverage. And with my, I don't know, my throat's messing up. So I went and got coffee.
Right.
I just want, this is my whole roundaway of saying, I don't see how you guys drink this every single day. It is, blah, blah, is my answer to you and your coffee that I'm trying to gurgle down right now.
It all depends on where you get it, whatever
really?
It is. I don't know which one he got. There's several options over
I'm
there.
I'm not going to defend coffee to John Watkins.
No.
Coffee doesn't need me to. You know what is more popular than John Watkins?
Coffee?
A cup of coffee.
What?
I'll bet if you had a cup of coffee and John Watkins dangling over a cliff, 9 times out of 10 people are going to right. save the coffee.
You don't say you want a cup of John.
Yeah, I don't want a cup of John. I want a cup of Joe.
Collins Dictionary have picked their word for the year.
Okay.
So I guess we're already in the word of the year season. You know how they do this always?
Was this your Choose the News from yesterday?
It was, yeah.
Oh, you're such a... He just keeps sneaking his Choose the News right. stories into the regular show plan.
I know. I see what he's doing.
They went with the word of the year, single use. There's a hyphen in between, so I guess it works.
It's a phrase.
Yeah.
But okay.
The definition is made to be used only once, and it comes up a lot in discussion about the environment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like K-cups and then
single use, yeah.
Styrofoam containers are all single use. But the term got the most play earlier this year when city, states, and businesses started banning plastic straws.
Right.
And that's when we really started hearing that word, single use. I don't feel like it was the best word of the year, though.
No, neither do I.
I'm going to read you the runners up.
Okay.
Hashtag Me Too.
Oh, that's a big one.
Gaslight.
Yeah.
Whitewash.
Was gaslight not already in the dictionary? That's been a term since like the 1970s.
I think they're not. These aren't new words. They're just saying what is the word of the year? Like, what is the term or like what has been used that defines 2018?
Oh. Okay.
And then floss. Like the dance.
Yeah, it's going to be floss or hashtag me too.
I agree. That's what I feel like it is. What do you think, Jackson?
I feel like me too.
Me too.
That has to be number one.
Yeah.
Last year they chose fake news, which was huge in 2017. So I understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
But flossing is almost an epidemic at this point.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's only the kids, so no one cares. Like us old people who are here sitting up here like talking about important things, the kids are just flossing frantically.
Just, yeah, behind you.
They can't stand still.
Just no, floss. If we could figure out a way to hook up a battery
yes.
to their wrists mm-hmm. while they flossed, we could power the United States for 50 years.
You know what?
Makes not a bad idea.
I like it.
It's a nervous tick. They just can't stop doing it.
They can be their own turbine now.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I was a better speaker. Of course, so do the people who run our company.
Right.
our boss really.
You guys can only speak better.
There's no way to just say how appreciative we are for what you have done this week and
totally.
How much you've given. Our goal was 17,000 pounds, and the amount of donations that we've seen today come in from you, we're going to hit it.
This was our biggest day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was real hot and cold after yesterday,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
We took a little bit of a dip, but
yeah.
I really do think that we hit 17.
Yep.
And so we'll get a final estimate this evening by 7 p.m., and we will let you know. But really, we just want to say thank you for helping out Utah's families. Justin said that he had a story that he wanted to get to, so what did you find?
Well, it was the Elf movie turns 15 this year.
Yeah.
And so there's a restaurant in Chicago called Miss Ricky's that's trying to recreate and make their own spin on what he used to eat for breakfast, you know?
Buddy the Elf, the seven food groups are all sugar-related. Candy corn, candy cane.
Right, well, he'd have noodles with syrup and then put candy into it.
Yes.
So check this out. Here's what they're doing at the restaurant. And they're going to sell between now and through the rest of the holidays. They're going to take cooked spaghetti, topped with marshmallows, s'mores, Pop-Tarts, M&M's, Oreos, Fruity Pebbles,
yes,
and coconut. Then they're going to put a strawberry and a raspberry sauce on top of it.
Okay, but there's no maple syrup. And it's one of the four food groups.
You got to do syrup.
You have to have syrup.
I think that they thought with the strawberry, the raspberry, and the chocolate sauce that they were probably good on the
sauces. So you get rid of the strawberry, the raspberry, and the chocolate sauce.
How are you going to argue with Miss Ricky's Restaurant?
Oh, let me tell you, Miss Ricky's Restaurant, you didn't watch the movie.
Syrup is like the main thing.
He's just like, oh, it's part of the four main food groups. There's candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Oh, so the strawberry sauce and the raspberry sauce are not considered a syrup.
No, that is not a syrup. Mm-hmm. How dare you even assume that is a syrup?
Yeah.
Also, that was your Choose the News story for today,
wasn't it?
John has told his Choose the News story three times without really winning.
Yeah, I have.
Justin has told his story pretty much all day, every day.
Yeah.
It took me three days, but I caught on how to get your story snuck in there.
I got the shaft this week.
Right? We still got one more break left.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure.
Yeah.
In the entire Lord of the Rings movie trilogy, there are no scenes where two women speak to each other.
I believe that. J.R.R. Tolkien's kind of like... he's notorious for that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't big into women.
This is in the movie. I'm not talking the book, so you would think
the
at some point.
The books, too, though.
There's not one place.
I feel like he's not amazed.
I can't believe you're not amazed with my amazing fact of the day.
I'm not amazed when men are terrible. What are you talking about? I talk about it all the time.
Look who's showing up. Monroe is here. Hey, Monroe.
Hey.
Monroe, you called us out yesterday. You had Leo the Lion in with your broadcast.
Dude, he came in, he went shopping, he dropped off cat food.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Cat food.
You know, like...
Because he's a lion.
Did, right? Of course he dropped off
cat food. He's a lion, you guys. That's funny.
Yeah.
But he was pretty cool. You know, RSL's got a like big game coming up. So it was really... I felt very special that he made some time for us.
Monroe, this morning we had Carly from Sunshine Heroes here.
Okay.
And we raised over $670 this morning for the food bank. And they have been shopping for the last 40 minutes. And they just came over and they said, Harmon's is giving us this discount on the food.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So all the food they have, which are already like three carts full of food, they have to go back because they're only halfway to the amount of money now.
What?
Isn't that so cool?
Isn't that wild?
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting the warm and fuzzies.
Seriously, this morning has given us
morning.
All the feels this morning.
We got
morning.
The store warmed up for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited. So I've got a big day ahead of me.
You have a big day ahead of you. 17,000 pounds is the goal.
I heard we're gonna
blow that out of the water.
Yay!
Yeah. So and that's because of our listeners. And that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
So we're at the Harmon's at the district. We're going to be heading out of here. Monroe is taking over. What should we expect on your star-studded show today?
My show's all about the people.
Oh, okay.
The power
She's the people
to the
show,
people.
John.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't need a fancy celebrity.
Right.
Or a gimmick.
Thank you. You get it.
I get you.
Well, listen, we're all Flash, no substance. You have more substance than Flash, so I understand.
Did he just call you not Flash?
That was a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
No,
John, you're so male sometimes.
All right, this is our final day of our family food drive. Monroe, have fun.
Yes.
Okay, I will.
Happy holidays.
Have a good weekend.
Let's get these bros out of here.
Harmon's at the district.
Bye.